And on my wall, I got a picture of Neil Young.
I keep it there. In Minneapolis, I'm Nancy Oleson. Robert Sarazen Blake is a seasoned touring musician from Bellingham, Washington. But really, any stool where he can perch with his guitar is his home. He sports a classic black fedora, a purposefully scruffy beard, and a shirt unbuttoned further than usual for Minnesota. This is his second Minneapolis performance. The first venue was Palmer's. It's kind of a seedy watering hole on the West Bank. That's where you can get a generous pour of Jack Daniels for cheap. And that's where Blake had this experience.
So there I am, just playing to people sitting there talking with their backs to me and not connecting at all in Palmer's. Not even.
But on this night, Blake was relieved to be playing someplace quiet, someplace the founder calls a listening room. The founder's name is Brianna Lane.
A listening room is somewhere where audiences go to listen to the music. Music comes first. You're going to be able to hear every word of every song, and the performer is going to get to interact with those people.
That place is the Warming House. Lane is the executive director of the tiny Warming House nonprofit. It's located in the basement of a Minneapolis bicycle shop, and they don't serve booze. She and a friend, John Lewis, came up with the idea. They're both touring musicians.
It's been great to see the artist's impression of playing in a real listening room and to get up on the stage and see a room full of people that are intently watching and listening to you is a pretty amazing experience.
Lane said she and Lewis moved quickly to get this thing going. They decided they wanted the intimacy of a house concert in a public venue.
And I didn't know he was actually serious. And then before we knew it, we were looking at places to rent.
They pretty much found the perfect place. When you enter through the bike shop's side door, you head down the wooden stairs to the basement. The best seats in the house are on the brown, overstuffed couch in the first row.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
The high ceiling and stage wall, built with strips from old wooden pallets, make it feel inviting and professional. There are folding chairs for each row after the couch, and the maximum crowd is 40 people. Here's Lane again, giving attendees a mini history lesson on the place.
We opened about a year and a half ago and have hosted almost 200 shows since we opened, and about 200 community events, which are jams and open mics. If you're a learner, there's a spot for you here. I know there's some people in here that want to learn ukulele that haven't even...
Yes, indeed, a Saturday morning ukulele jam.
Seven. Hey, here we go. Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close.
The weekly songwriter's workshop, it's called Rough Cuts, is open to anyone. Lee is a burly middle-aged guitarist, and he says he likes to try out new songs here.
Five or six people into a room, and there's like somebody who's just learning to write a song and somebody who is going to Nashville to record a record. That's a great room to be in. And then when he said the new place has heat, I said, I'm in. Because this snow February songwriting circle without heat's not great.
Other events include a Monday night rock and roll chorus, a Saturday Americana sing, and an open mic for kids. 10-year-old Iris Kelker performed two songs at the open mic.
There's so many things you can do there. Like, there's so many performances. You can have lessons. It's just a fun place there.
Everybody give John on the sound and the keys.
All of this activity is keeping the founders busy. But Lane and Lewis say they were ready for the challenge.
And so we're excited about the possibility of other revenue sources that will help us lighten the load, and so that our executive director, Brianna, here isn't doing data entry all day long or vacuuming the floors. Well, no, you should still vacuum. You like vacuuming.
I like vacuuming. Yeah, I do like vacuuming.
What Lane and Lewis have created, and what they hope endures, is a place where people can focus on the music. And Robert Sarazen Blake, he's the musician we met at the beginning, says there's a reason we all like this so much.
You know, it's the most ancient natural thing that we can do is gather in small rooms and tell stories. And as long as human beings have been on the planet, they've been doing that.
Dream your life away. Dream about the pictures and the places and the way your soul.
For KFAI, I'm Nancy Olison.